Nasıl olur? İstanbul'da 33 o'clock. Yeah. Let me see. Our fourth and last meeting. Okay, this is our last meeting. In this meeting we will discuss our final design and we will do some evaluation about not only the product but also the project. And then we're going to close the project today as well. So after that you'll be free to go and spend all your money. This detailed design meeting. We will discuss the look and feel of the design, the usability interface design, and we will do the product evaluation. In order to do that, we have this agenda. We will have the prototype presentation first, then we will set up some evaluation criteria. Then we will look at the finance. We will have to see if everything we want to do is also possible within our budget, because everything costs money, and the more functions you want to have, the more money it will cost. So we have to see if it fits within the 12.5 euro per remote. We will see that later. Then we will do the project evaluation and the closing after that. We've got 40 minutes, so we will be finished at 3:30. But first, we will do the this prototype presentation. So some
well, this is what me and Richard came up with: the default spot for the on/off button, the mute button just below that. Then there's the volume and channel selectors. Simple plus minus button. We thought of a help button. If you hold it and you press another button, the help goes to the LCD screen. Then there's the 0 to 1 to 0 buttons, a button for teletext, a button for the subtitles, and the company logo. So it's rather a simple prototype. And we'll have to see from testing
how do you perceive it?
Since the moment where we ask, where can I ask a question about the functionality?
Sure, just pop in at any time.
When you're in teletext, there usually are buttons where you just press it and you go to the next teletext page.
That's just the normal. As the normal remote controls, so you push it, you came in page 100, you can use the normal 1 to 0 buttons, but you can also use the button for changing the channel, shifting button for shifting up in data text and shifting it down. So.
Okay.
I thought in a few meetings earlier we tried to keep it simple.
Yeah.
A few buttons and large buttons. But I think these are all together. Quite a few buttons. I'm wondering if you really need all of those buttons.
I think if you look at most controls, they've got more buttons than this.
Yes.
And well, the on/off button, it's a necessity. You can't drop that one. The volume and channel buttons, you obviously need those.
Yeah.
The mute button could be replaced by pressing the volume down button twice, so we could cancel that one. I think the help button really is necessary because there's no other way to know when someone wants to know what a button does.
or you can build in when you press one button.
Long term. Yeah.
But yeah, we discussed it already, but we think all people don't know that option, so we just put in press the button.
Well, you can't leave out the number buttons, I guess.
No.
Yeah.
And
well, I guess the subtitles.
Yeah. So it's rather basic already.
That's what I pointed out earlier, actually, just make a control for just the TV, there's not much to gain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you had somebody about, say something about the design of the buttons there?
Yeah, they're, it's
yeah.
rather hard to draw on the whiteboard, but they're supposed to be equal sized, round, with a little logo on it for the volume, the triangle and
stuff. Just to recognize it.
Just for recognition.
Yeah, and we don't need that or
no.
Some remote controls like so, but because we use the little display, we don't have to use it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So and for the materials, we've just chosen for rubber buttons with a different color than the case, so they jump out. That's about it.
Because we only have 30 minutes left, I will move on to the finance part, which is pretty exciting to see if it's all possible what we want to do. And I can tell you that we're going to have a pretty hard time producing this for 12.5 euros. If we see, I don't know if I filled in correctly, so just correct me if you see something wrong. I counted two batteries, but maybe we can also use one. I don't know if it's possible.
It's rechargeable.
It's rechargeable, that's
yeah,
right.
We can use
okay, it's 2 euros off. We need the advanced chip, so there's not much to say there. Here we have the single curved. We can see that the difference between uncurved and the single curved is 1 euro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I think the single curved is good for design and also for the display to have a prominent place on the remote control.
Yes.
I think we have to keep it.
Yeah.
Then we have the case material supplements. It's plastic. It's the cheapest one we need. So that's not much to save either. But then the biggest costs are the buttons. So maybe we really should try to discard some buttons to keep our costs low. Because we will have to get the 12.5 euros at the end. So if we, let's first count the buttons we have now. 16. Now that will be even more than 18 euros. So,
17. Yeah,
okay, including the help?
Yeah,
17. I think we can discard the help and the mute button by pressing down volume log or pressing down. A number, one, that saves us 1 euro already. Because then we have got 15, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
15 buttons. And this is.
I assume you count the volume and channel things for two buttons each, right?
No, those are one.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I think actually there are two buttons.
It's just one button, but one big button, but they are more expensive than the small ones.
Yeah, but it's not stated in this.
It's just
so maybe we can even make one button with the volume and the channel in one by
well,
pressing.
I was thinking maybe you could just integrate three of those numbers to one button.
That's a possibility as well.
Don't cut the cost.
So, and it's good for the design as well, so you can make let's see, if you make this. Looks a bit like cross. Min.
I don't know if it's
Yeah,
cheaper. So
yeah.
you still got four buttons, but just so
Yeah, I think they count the materials.
because not a button itself, but on the
Yeah, on the chip there.
yeah on the
Yeah.
chip you got still
Yeah,
four
that's right.
four buttons, so
Yeah.
But I think because we have the advanced chip,
yeah, but
we can just count this as one button. But no, but
I think this really is four buttons anyhow. Yes.
yeah, maybe it is, but then it seems to me that it's impossible to get the 12.5 euros. Also the LC display.
Yeah,
I think
that's the
it's
cost.
I think it's too expensive for the display we use. I think they try.
If we leave out the display, we can also save money on the chip.
That's right, but what's the big advantage of our remote then?
On the docking station, I guess.
Yeah.
Which isn't the docking station isn't even in this schematic.
No.
So it's not even
That's
taken into
extra.
the price.
That's extra. That's right.
Maybe we should move to a different supplier.
That's an option. Poland, something.
Yeah.
Polish supplier. Don't you think we can, if we can count this as one button and integrate these buttons in three? Yeah, we save a lot of money as well.
We could save money on it, but would it make the remote more usable for elderly people?
No.
No, that's another.
My mother can't even send an SMS message.
Yeah, that's a point.
And we're gonna buy a remote control when you can use it, so yeah. We must stay below the below 12.50, or can't go over.
Well, since market research indicated that older people spend their money easier, more easy, maybe it's feasible to just put the price of the remote up a little, especially since we have those nice features.
Yeah, but we have to stick to the 12.5 euros. We don't have any more budget to
The margin
Is it
on that
possible
is
to
small.
Yeah.
Is it possible to make one for 12.50? I don't think
It
so.
is. If you leave out the
It's
LC
really
display and if you use
Yeah.
less buttons, say
But
or you can
we can't use
take a
the
single chip. There it is.
Yeah. So we want to make a
But then
so fancy and cool yeah.
good looking.
With
Yeah.
attractive options, so you can stay below 12.50. So
I think
Well,
it's difficult as well.
basically you become a choice between like either a good remote and a higher production cost or just
No
any
remote.
other remote control.
Or we can leave out the 10 buttons and take one scroll wheel for the program numbers.
Because one
Because
that's
then we save 10 buttons, then
yeah.
we have 5 and 1. And we've got the advanced.
getting closer.
We're getting close.
How would a school do the work here?
Maybe you can scroll. If you scroll, you'll see the numbers on the LCD display. Until you've got the right number, then you push it.
That would bring up the price of the scroll.
Alright,
it's
good.
Scroll. Push button.
Okay, but then you can push some other button as well.
I just want scroll for half a second.
Yeah. That's right, so if you scroll to a number and then you wait a half second, then it turns to the channel.
I think that would be like the end of our usability.
Yeah.
It would definitely drop cost. Although
yeah, but
we need the battery. And the regular chip is not possible. It has to be advanced.
If you want to use an LCD screen, you need an advanced chip.
And we can save €1 by a flat design. That's an option we can. Then we're almost there.
Yeah, if we just leave out one more button.
Yeah. So if we.
Yeah, or we have to skip the subtitle button.
Yeah, but I think
so
that's
yeah,
that is a big advantage.
Yeah, it's a big advantage.
But
can
we use, can we integrate the teletext and the subtitles in one button?
Yeah.
If you push it
pretty much
three
teletext and subtitles are right now you just push the teletext button, go to page 888,
yeah,
and
yeah,
the teletext disappears but the subtitles stay there.
But if you push the teletext button twice.
What if you have to scroll to page 888?
Well, that's a big one. Scroll to 8, scroll to 8, scroll to 8. But then again, that would be it's just pretty much not an option for older people who don't even know what a scroll wheel is.
Mm.
Holding a remote, which they expect to have like 10 buttons for the numbers 1 to 0. Only 5 buttons on it.
I think if you make a good advertisement on television and in the guide, you can explain to the people how to use the scroll wheel. Just make it real simple. Because it saves a lot of money and we can keep our LCD screen, which can provide extra information how to use the scroll wheel, how to use the other buttons as subtitles.
Mm.
And it's good for the innovative design as well. If you would erase these. Looks a bit odd, maybe.
It's a pretty big score, man.
Something like that. Then, yeah, we've got the scroll wheel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buttons. If we erase this one, and these are 2 buttons then.
Out of that, and just if you press the volume button, you can control the volume of the scroll wheel. So that would save two buttons. If you do the same for the channel.
That's really a good idea, I think. And that will make the use of the scroll wheel
more
obvious indeed. So we make one for volume, one for channel. Plus scroll. That's right. So we've got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we can leave the teletext in if we want.
Yeah.
Mm. That's better.
So this is fine.
If we leave out all those buttons, perhaps we can go with the flat case. It would make it smaller overall. So if you do the volume and channel buttons on the same height as the on-off button, the screen right under that, then the scroll button.
Yeah.
We get a much smaller remote.
Yeah.
That's right. So we can decrease this mode to 4 buttons.
But you can make a quite big remote control for just the same price as a small one.
Yeah.
Just you only have to pay for the double curved or single curved.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Yeah, it's more the molds in which they are being made. I think single curve is really easy. They just fill in and
the
cases come right out of the machine. And single curve, you have to have a different machine than the flat one. I think this is a really easy one. What does everybody think about a flat or single curve design?
Well, I still think we should go for a single curve design, but then again,
Richard's argument.
All these changes are not really okay with me, but since
you have to cut costs,
just have to.
Yeah,
I'd rather just go to the board and
ask for
get
more
us to spend $18 a remote.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
Do some research and see what the options are.
But I think we can then keep the single curved one just to express our LCD screen a bit more.
Yeah.
Some people will use it more, and especially for the help functions. It will be good if we have a scroll bar, scroll button. It will be necessary if we have a good help function as well. So this is scroll. I think it was better to have this process a bit earlier before we went on to them for the whole design. But I'm glad we could make a bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty different.
This is not really like for the group we were making for as well. This will really require a lot of marketing.
Yeah.
To get this to sell. Other people like familiar forms and familiar stuff. This is not familiar for them.
No, but
so
I think
I have to do a lot of convincing.
I think the most.
But they know the scroll buttons from old radios. They also buttons like that for changing channel. So
you can
maybe it's
you can stick it out a bit, like an old button.
Yeah.
Maybe that's recognizable for them as well.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So I'm afraid we have to move on. And it's less frightening, I think, if they see this design, you think, oh, there are only 5 buttons. But we will see.
But it might be confusing too.
Yeah. It's definitely
like only 5 buttons.
Yeah.
That's very special, so
I would buy it.
Yeah, but you're not 60.
That's right. I would buy it if I was 60. No, I don't know. Articles under 12.5 euros? No. Yes, they are.
No.
No, but we can go on with the project evaluation. Let's see. Okay, so then we still have 15 minutes left, so nice and scheduled.
The project process. So I like set up all these criteria.
Evaluation
of the
it's right, it was
thingy.
The point that I forgot. Shoot. There we are. Evaluation criteria.
Thank you.
Got 5 minutes, I think.
5 more minutes?
No, we've got 15 minutes. Oh,
okay.
Okay, so I did some literature study, analysis of the requirements we set up earlier, translated it into criteria, which would be these. Is the remote fancy, the shape, look and feel, innovative, what new functions are there, easy to use, learnability is a very important factor here, is it functional, are there not too many functions, amount of functions, and are those functions that are there, are they useful? And the cost. The target group, is the remote really for the group we're making it for? And recognizability, if our company is, if it's easily recognizable that our company made it. So we're supposed to evaluate it right now. Oh, I have to say, this was a little hard because the minutes of our last meeting were not here.
Yeah, that's because my pen failed to upload this data.
Okay.
I tried to, but it's giving errors.
So,
okay.
Is the design fancy on a scale of 1 to 7?
I think it's fancy.
6.
Okay.
Yeah,
six.
We'll go for 6.
Yeah.
Is the design innovative?
Very.
I think so, with our LCD screen, dialing station, scroll buttons.
7? Yeah.
7?
Yeah.
I've got 20 cents for our dialing station.
Should be doable.
Yeah.
Is the design easy to use? Well, would be for us.
I would say 4 or 5.
4.
I'd go for 4 too.
Yeah.
Is the design functional? Do we have all functions that we wanted to include?
Yes.
I think we do. Do we have too many functions?
No.
I don't think so. It's pretty slow, I guess.
7.
Oh, and do we take care of the biggest frustrations of the remote control, like it getting lost and errors on the
fourth level?
I think we do.
Yeah, okay, very functional and getting lost.
Are the production costs within the preset limits? Well, they are now. Does the design fit the group of focus?
I think that's a free.
Yeah.
No, I think the new radio button, I think it's I think it's better.
We have to test it.
No.
Or still I think it's
too
fancy.
I think the radio button is not exactly what all the people expect of the remote control.
Yeah.
True. I would give it 4.
I'm not sure. I think I'd go for 2.
I'd go for 3. So.
that rule of three, three.
Is the company recognizable?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the logo there. So.
And they wanna put fashion in their products. In the slogan of the company, we have the removable front cases.
Yeah.
So I think it's recognizable.
I was also supposed to calculate the score, but Bogan would have another private thingy after this.
Mm.
Is this, like, after this, are we done, or?
We've gone
then
over
to our
the
well, anyhow, these are 7 factors times 7 is 40 something, 2? No. 9?
49.
Minus 1. Minus 4. So it would be minus 8. 41.
41
out of 49. Okay. This will just tug with it.
The
eight
is
here.
That's 84%. I think it's a pretty nice score.
Okay. So that will be the end of the question.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that brings us to the project evaluation. Process. Did we move through the right phases, you think, along the process?
Yes.
Yeah.
We should have the colors green, hot, and
yeah.
That's right. And design phase.
So a lack of information about prices. So
yeah.
Was there room for creativity?
No.
Not too much, no. Because of the finance issue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there
was
enough
room
for the finance. And the
room
was,
yeah. And I would have liked to go for the younger users also.
Mm.
And just to be able to access the channel and get something out of there.
Leadership. That's what everybody had to do. Go into their roles and functions.
Mm.
Teamworks and work out, working together. Also, you two of you with the yes.
Tasks are very structured, so you can just do step by step. Or very easy.
Were the means sufficient for the tasks that we had to do, or were they too much?
Well, the smart board, the drawing is just a pain in the ass. The digital pen is very nice.
You can go on the downloads.
So you
flip over or a more precise or
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you want to share of when you make a picture like this on the presentation, it's easier to share it with other people, so you can save it and put it on the internet or and share it for folder or share it directly.
I tried to open the file on my laptop,
yeah.
But
no,
not possible.
You need the smart board application, I think.
Can you export it like
Should be possible.
Yeah,
yeah, you can export it as much. So the sharing of information was okay?
Yeah, maybe when we just get the numbers of one of out of seven.
Yeah.
It's easier to do things like that on the computer.
Yeah.
Or just like the university.
So everybody puts his own score.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the score and you can get it wrong. Yeah. Our last sheet. Articles within the Beijing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering we are not going to make a docking station.
Docking station. That's a good point. But mainly because of the docking station, the price of the remote can also be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And I think you can compensate that as well. So I think that shouldn't be the biggest problem because it's really cheap to make as well. Do we think we're gonna get the 12.5 million? What was it? 15 million. I think we will. If we're gonna export this product, it's innovative, especially in America. People are pretty taken in. Something.
Yeah, still I think. I mean, if we're gonna make a scroll button anyway, it would be more for the younger people than for the older people.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just refocus.
Just put it on the market for everybody. You
not
can
specifically for
you can change
people.
Markets where by changing the front cover. That's one thing you can
that's
change
true.
It with. So you can also try to reach the younger people by putting fancy covers on the market, just as a test, see how it works. That's, I think, a good advantage.
Yeah, I think then it would be way more popular with younger people than this, than it would be with older people.
Yeah.
Maybe you would wear their covers.
Then I think we can have our little celebration.
Right now.
That's it. I think we still have to fill in one more questionnaire. I think I don't know, I didn't get a message from the name of the
app.
I
didn't have one.
I found it. Maybe still have some questions. Somebody has some questions that can ask him that.
I can put these
in the project folder as well. Export as picture, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is another network, I guess. Somebody see the project folder? I don't. My documents.
Maybe they will save it, so.
Yeah, I just put it in my documents and yeah. That's okay.
Download this software.
Yeah.